Yeah, I've thought about it for quite a while, being honest. I think the decision had to be right for myself as well as the club. And I think, you know, what I was able to offer to the club, I wanted that to be of value. And I think Kidderminster also wanted to think along the same lines. But, you know, I think the bonus of working with Steve and Gary was too good to turn down. And with Kidderminster being so close to promotion in the last 2 years, hopefully this can be third time lucky.
Mm. And it's a fairly young team, isn't it? So you're like the old head, I suppose, to keep everything calm?
Well, you can say that. The lads call me a little bit worse than that, if I'm honest. But, yeah, I think by far the most experienced, which hopefully can, you know, prove to be a good thing over the course of the season. You know, I think, you know, you've got a lot of young legs in the side and you've got to have the freshness and eagerness. But at the same time, you know, no matter what stage of the season, you're always going to come across a few sticky moments, even if you win promotion. So hopefully during those sticky moments that, you know, a little bit of experience, hopefully a little bit of guidance, anything that I can pass on to them will add to it.
And clearly you still enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. God blimey, I still score a goal and I still run off celebrating as if I was 18, still love it. And I think that was, you know, if I didn't think I still enjoyed it, or, you know, as soon as that happens and I don't enjoy it, I know it's time to call it a day. But at the moment, you know, I think I scored 10 goals last season, and although I perhaps didn't play as much as I'd have wanted to, and that's something I'll have to accept again this season, I still love it and I still want to be out there and be part of it, and I don't think that'll ever change.
Pre-season training is almost upon us. That's not with all due respect, not something you look forward to at your age. You've done it too often, I suppose.
Well, I think, 20th pre-season coming up. I've never enjoyed it, you know. It's the hardest bit about being a footballer, but it's part and parcel, and it's vital you get a good pre-season under your belt to get that fitness you require. So I've been for quite a few runs myself, trying to show the young lads a few, and we go back, I think, next Thursday. So it's never nice, but you just get on with it, and before you know it, the time flies by.
I mean, how close are you to Peyton? I think you on Twitter you said this could probably be your last season.
I think 99% certain this would be it. Last season, I pretty much had decided by Christmas time I was going to call it a day this summer, but I think, you know, I've spoken to Steve and, you know, he sort of said he'd like me to stay for another year, and as soon as he said that, I thought, well, you know, after scoring 10 goals and being so close, I thought, well, perhaps I'd like to give it one more year. But if I'm honest with you, I think it definitely will be my last year. I've got my young lad now, Zach, he signed up with Cheltenham Town, he's only 8, and he'll be playing up and down the country on a Sunday, and, you know, with my commitments at work and all the rest of it, 4 days a week I could be anywhere in the country. So I think, you know, to be fair to my family, I've had a good crack at it for 20 years, but I think this will be definitely my last year.
If the Harriers got promoted, there'd got to be a temptation to play one more, wouldn't there?
Well, you never say never, but, you know, my plans at the moment are to give it my best shot, give it one final year, but hopefully it would be nice if we would get promoted, but then also on the flip side of that, it would be nice to call it a day with winning promotion and seeing the Harriers go up and set themselves up in League Two.